Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the English with Neil Learn English podcast. How's everyone doing today? Today, I'd like to talk about tests. Specifically, are tests important? Are tests effective? I'd like to give you my perspective as an English teacher. So at my school, at the end of every month, I give my students a test. I don't really like calling it a test. I more so like to call it a check. Because in my school, there is no pass or fail. In my position, I'm just teaching foundational English. I'm not teaching English for work. I'm not teaching English for test prep. I'm teaching foundational English for regular life. And I ask my students all the time, do you like taking tests? Do you like taking tests at school? Do you think tests are fun? Do you think tests have meanings? And I'd say 99% of my students say that they don't like tests. And I can agree, because when I was a student, I didn't like tests either. I really hated taking tests because tests always gave me anxiety, and I didn't feel smart taking tests. I never went into a test feeling confident. So I never really liked tests. But I want to give you my perspective today about why teachers give tests. And this is just my opinion. Every teacher, every person may have a different opinion, but I like to give you my opinion as an ESL teacher. So I think the purpose of tests can actually benefit the student and the teacher. So let me explain. When I'm going over grammar points or vocabulary for the month, it's kind of hard for me to check if my students understood the unit or not unless I test them, because I'm not with them on a daily basis. My students come to my school once a week for 1 hour lessons, and I have a lot of students, and there's no way for me to tell if they understood or not unless I give them some kind of test, or what I like to say, a review check. And so for me as the teacher, when I give my tests and I get there and I'm able to check and see how they perform, I can see, oh, okay, everyone did really well on this section, but on this section they didn't do so well. So for me as the teacher, I know that there was some problems with this lesson. For example, maybe I didn't break down the concepts enough, or maybe I taught the concepts too fast, or maybe there was a big language gap between myself and the students. So probably at a later time, I need to go back and reteach the lesson or go back and review so that all the students can understand what I was teaching for that lesson. So as the teacher, a test gives the teacher a lot of feedback, which is great, because I think good teachers always should analyze themselves and how they're teaching. I think that's what makes a good teacher. You give the information, and then you have a test, which is basically like feedback. And I think this is a good way to measure your strengths and weaknesses as a teacher. Now, for the students, of course, we know that most students don't like tests, but tests can actually benefit students as well. If a student is taking a test and he or she does not do well in a particular area, let's use English for example. We know that Language has four areas. We have speaking, listening, reading, and writing. And let's say the student did very poorly in the writing, but they did very well on the speaking section. That tells the student that if they want to get better at writing, they have to go back and maybe review some more grammar points or meet with the teacher to discuss how they can improve their writing. So tests, like I said, they can be very beneficial for both students and teachers. If you give a student a test and they do very well in a certain area, they know that this is their strength, but they did poorly in another area, they know that that is their weakness, so maybe they can try harder next time or try to get some additional help to strengthen their weaknesses. So in my opinion, I don't think tests should be a pass-fail. I don't think they should be a pass or fail system. I think tests should be more so of a check. Now, this is for language. I'm talking about language in school. However, as adults, if you're working in a profession where the job is very risky, I think there should be tests, not only every year, but regular tests to make sure that you are still up to par. For example, a doctor, a surgeon, someone who does surgeries, right? If a doctor is operating on people, they need to be pretty accurate in what they do. I don't think society would appreciate a doctor who has not gone through the proper testing. So I think in that regard, tests are important. And not just for doctors, but maybe in professions where it's high stress and there is a lot of risk involved. Like I said, a doctor. I think a lawyer needs to take tests from time to time to make sure that they're practicing law fairly. Police officers, they need to take tests to make sure they're properly trained to handle dangerous situations. So I think in that regard, certain professions need regular tests. But in school, I don't necessarily agree that students should not go to the next grade because they did poorly on a test. That's how it is in America. If you don't pass your test or you get a low score, you cannot move on to the next grade. That's how it is. So if a student did not meet the requirements for third grade, they cannot go to the fourth grade. They have to take third grade again. And I think that's very discouraging as the student because they feel like they're not good enough or they feel like they're not smart enough. And I think that will depress and bring down a lot of students if they have to retake another grade for a whole nother year. I think that's horrible. Versus here in Japan, they just keep going. If the student gets it or not, they can still continue to the next grade. But in America, if you don't meet the requirements, you can't move on. And I think that's really sad. I honestly do. I think that is, I think it's a form of discrimination because the student feels like they're kind of dumb, which no one is dumb. Everyone learns at a different speed. And I can say that from personal experience because of my kids. One of my kids has strengths in this area, but the other one doesn't. But the other one has strengths in a particular area and the other one doesn't. So everyone learns at a different speed. And I can see here at my school, because I teach primarily elementary students, and some of the students, learn English very fast, and some just take time. It doesn't mean that one is smarter than the other or one is better than the other. Just everyone has different styles of learning, and some people just take time to learn concepts. But it doesn't mean that I should hold this student back because they didn't get a good grade on the test. I think that is ridiculous. So in that regard, I hope in America they find some other way to help students, because a test really doesn't give the whole picture. A test does not give the whole picture. And as we know as adults, the real test is in life. The real test is not on paper, right? I am an English teacher, so the real test is, can my students survive in, for example, an English-speaking country, or can my students share their opinions in English in real situations, not in the classroom, but outside in real life? That is the real test. So that is my opinion on tests. But let me know, what do you think about tests? Do you think tests are effective? Do you think schools should give more tests? Do you think we should have less tests? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. All right, my friends, that is it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to the English with Neil podcast. I look forward to speaking with you in the next one. Take care, everyone, and talk to you soon. Peace.